Dark shadows, phantom melodies. With no time to lose, Harry slipped back into the tavern and hurried to the table where Carolyn and Roger were now deep in conversation. "Excuse me, Mr. Collins. Could I have a word?" Carolyn was gripping Roger's hand tightly, giving Harry pause for thought. Mrs. Stoddard had only just died. Could Carolyn cope with losing another family member so soon? But Roger himself soon cast any thoughts of mercy from Harry's mind. "I think you'll find, Mr. Johnston, that I have already said more words to you than should be necessary in anyone's lifetime. It is high time you left this town and stopped besmirching your poor mother's reputation."
I opened the curtain, and the man was there. The man from all my nightmares, and he was different, and he was picking at the lead in the windows, trying to get in. I don't really remember anything after that. I just remember starting to scream, and then screaming and screaming. It wasn't just fear. Sure, I was so scared, but I got angry because something from my stupid head was making me scared.
"Look, who are you?"
"I'm you, Carolyn. I'm just as much you as you are."
"This is sick, copying someone's voice. When I find out who you are, you're going to be in so much trouble."
"I'm Carolyn Stoddard. I was born on July 16th, 1946. My mother was Elizabeth.
What do you mean your mother was Elizabeth?"
"She died a long time ago."
"What?"
"Listen to me. I'm calling you from the year 2017. I'm calling you from the future."
Amy walked only a short way before she found a small park, where she sat on a bench. She took a deep breath and leaned her head into her hands. Was it always going to be this much hard work? She knew full well that the reason she'd left Didier at the cafe was what he had said about Roger and Elizabeth, about her seeing them because she was looking for them. How did he know that? Being intuitive was good, she told herself, but supernatural gifts were not.
Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.